Alaska Day is October 18th. This is the day that we honor the purchase and official transfer of the Alaska Territory from Russia. The name Alaska comes from the Aleut word for great land. Some believe the word actually meant mainland, as those living on the Alaska Peninsula may have called it. In 1870, scientist and surveyor William Healy Dahl wrote, "This name, now applied to the whole of our new territory, is a corruption, very far removed from the original word. Called by the natives Alakshak or Aliexa, from Aliexa the name became Alaxa, Alashka, Aliaska, and finally Alaska. We have then Alaska for the territory, Aliaska for the peninsula. Alaska, of course, now refers to the entire state, including the peninsula. Other names for Alaska have included the territory of Baranov, for Alexander Baranov, the early Russian leader of the area. It was called Russian America before it was purchased by the United States, and after that, Seward's Folly, or Seward's Icebox, for Secretary of State William H. Seward, who proposed the often ridiculed purchase and official adoption of the name Alaska. Seward had been appointed by President Abraham Lincoln as Secretary of State and was serving under Lincoln when he began negotiating the deal to buy Russian America from Russia for $7.2 million, or 2 cents an acre. Seward would invite senators to dinner parties at his home, and while they enjoyed fine food and wine, he would tell them about how beautiful Russian America was reported to be. An attempt was made on Seward's life the same night that Lincoln was shot. Seward survived the knife attack because of a neck brace he was wearing that protected him from the stabs, and he would go on to serve under President Andrew Johnson. The purchase agreement was signed by Seward on March 30, 1867, and approved by the U.S. Senate on May 27. President Johnson signed the final treaty the following day, and the transfer was made on October 18th of that same year in Sitka. At the time, many Americans referred to the purchase as Seward's Folly or Seward's Icebox because of the perception that Alaska was a vast frozen wasteland. This thinking ended abruptly with the discovery of gold, then oil, and the eventual onset of tourism. Originally a district, Alaska became an organized territory on August 24, 1912, and Alaska became the 49th state on January 3, 1959. Alaska's state seal was designed many years before statehood in 1910. The rays above the mountains represent the Northern Lights, the smelter stands for mining, the train is for the railroads, the ships are for transportation at sea, the trees symbolize Alaska's forests, the farmer, horse, and shocks of wheat stand for the state's agriculture, and the fish and seals represent the importance of fishing and wildlife to the economy. John Ben Benny Benson created the Territory of Alaska flag in 1927. He was just 13 years old. Explaining his choices of symbols, he said, "The blue field is for the Alaska sky and the forget-me-not, an Alaska flower. The North Star is for the future state of Alaska, the most northerly of the Union. The Dipper is for the Great Bear, symbolizing strength." Benny's design was chosen from some 700 other entries submitted by schoolchildren from around the territory. Previously, Alaskans had flown only the U.S. flag since the territory had been purchased from Russia. Alaska's flag is the state song. The territorial legislature adopted it as such in 1955, 4 years before Alaska became a state. Written by Marie Drake, it first appeared as a poem in 1925. Eleanor Dusenberry, whose husband was the commander of Chilkoot Barracks in Haines from 1933 to 1936, set it to music. In 2002, the state legislature considered adding a proposed second verse. It has not been added as yet. It goes, "A native lad chose the Dipper stars for Alaska's flag, that there be no bars. Among our cultures, be it known, through years the natives' past has grown, to share life's treasures hand in hand, to keep Alaska, our great land. We love the northern midnight sky, the mountains, lakes, and streams nearby. The great North Star, with its steady light, will guide all cultures, clear and bright. With nature's flag to Alaskans dear, the simple flag of the last frontier. North to the Future is our motto and was chosen in 1967 during the Alaska Purchase Centennial. It was created by a newsman named Richard Peter and is meant to represent Alaska as a land of promise. Our state nickname is the Last Frontier. Alaska's official state holidays are Seward's Day, which is the last Monday in March and commemorates the signing of the treaty on March 30, 1867, that bought Alaska from Russia, and of course Alaska Day, which is October 18th, when in 1867 the Russian Double Eagle was lowered in Sitka for the last time and the Stars and Stripes made their first appearance over Alaskan soil. 250 U.S. troops and 100 Russian soldiers were present for the ceremony. An official account of the proceedings was presented to Secretary of State Seward by one General Rousseau and went in part as follows. The troops, being promptly formed, were at precisely 3:30 brought to a present arms. The signal given to the Ossipee, which was to fire the salute, and the ceremony was begun by lowering the Russian flag. The United States flag was properly attached and began its ascent, hoisted by my private secretary, and again salutes were fired as before, the Russian water battery leading off. The flag was so hoisted that in the instant it reached its place, the report of the big gun of the Ossipee reverberated from the mountains around. Captain Pestyaroff stepped up to me and said, "General Rousseau, by authority from His Majesty the Emperor of Russia, I transfer to the United States the territory of Alaska." And in a few words, I acknowledged the acceptance of the transfer, and the ceremony was at an end. There is, however, also this account of the day's events. A dual cannon salute was fired for each flag. The Russian flag stuck fast in the lanyards during its lowering. Several soldiers were unsuccessful in their attempts to climb the flagpole and free the flag. A sling was rigged, and a Russian soldier was raised to the flag, but he dropped it after freeing it. Gasps were heard as the flag dropped and was blown into the Russian soldiers' bayonets. The ceremony continued with the quick raising of the American flag. The commissioners exchanged a few words, and Alaska's 586,412 square miles belonged to the United States.